This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
It is typical for schools to include some Native American history in lessons, but many Indigenous people say in Illinois, this education is incomplete and possibly inaccurate. A bill at the Illinois State Capitol wants to change that by requiring schools to teach a unit in Native American history. WBEZ's Susie Ann has the story.
Last May, Megan Bang's son was not allowed to walk across the stage to receive his high school diploma in Evanston.
My son was the first male in our family to graduate from high school. He has aunties and uncles who went to boarding school, and his grandpa, who was a boarding school survivor, was there. He would have seen his first grandson graduate from high school.
Indian boarding schools were meant to eliminate Indigenous traditions and replace them with mainstream American culture. Bang's son, who is Ojibwe and Navajo, added an eagle feather and traditional beading to his cap and gown to honor the elders of his family who survived those abuses. But he was told it was inappropriate at the graduation ceremony.
My son was torn up about it because two of the people who did it literally, you know, he was like, Mom, one of them is a security guard who I talk to all the time. They're good people. They just have no idea.
School officials apologized soon after the graduation. Bang is part Ojibwe and is a professor at Northwestern University and the director of the Center for Native American Indigenous Research there. She says the incident was emblematic of what Indigenous people face today. At the root of the problem is a lack of education.
The United States is on our territories, built on our genocide, and our school systems currently are undereducating, if not miseducating, about Native peoples and can't really run a just democracy unless you understand that.
She says about half the states in the country have a requirement to teach about Native people, but many of those lessons focus on the pre-1900s era. Students are left with a notion that Native Americans are from a long time ago. A bill that recently passed the Illinois House is now being considered in the Senate. It would require public school districts to teach a unit of Native American education. It would be up to schools to decide how they structure that.
We're flanking the issue. Let's deal with history in itself and making sure our young people understand Native American history beyond what they see on TV.
Representative Maurice West of Rockford is the bill's chief sponsor. Some lawmakers questioned the bill during a floor debate in the House last month and wanted changes. Would a curriculum inaccurately portray Christopher Columbus? Would schools have control over the curriculum?
We are desensitized when it comes to a certain community of people. And so, no, I'm not going to change this bill in the Senate.
Andrew Johnson is the executive director of the Native American Chamber of Commerce of Illinois. He was part of the group that helped craft the bill. He says if it passes, a Native American council will put together resources for the most accurate curriculum. He hopes schools will use those materials since it'll be up to districts to structure the lessons.
One of the things that we really found very important is for the educators to unlearn what they had learned themselves. And the other is to provide the proper resources for them to use in their curriculum.
Megan Bang, the Evanston professor, also helped craft the bill. She says people don't realize the Chicago area has one of the largest urban populations of Native people. Yet, there are no federally recognized tribes, which would give them some protections and benefits.
Because there's no federally recognized tribes, there's currently no infrastructure for the state to have to think about Indigenous peoples. And I think that's why we are where we are.
Bang says she's seeing some positive moves. Another bill that passed the state Senate ensures students can wear items of cultural or religious significance, a direct response to her son's experience. If the Native American education bill passes, schools would begin teaching the units in the 2024-25 school year.
It makes it possible for people to see the beauty of our communities beyond the histories of harm, too. Our kids deserve that. They deserve the right to be able to be proud of who they are and to imagine our future without it only being about a very narrow battle.
She says the legislation does not go far enough, but it's a start. Susie Ann, WBEZ News.